dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Come on. What's up, everybody? What's up, my staff? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. At Dust Monday with your boy, Steady J, my special guest host, my boy, DJ Chase. What's up, everybody? What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. You know, first order of business. I don't know what it's just so much craziness, man. First off, so I put like right for the show, I sent the video to Chase and I was showing them this post, man. People play I want to know, y'all play too much on social media, man. Y'all play too much. So, right away, what did you think when you saw that video, Chase? Before I explain to everybody what the video was.
Man, I thought it was stupid.
People play too much, man. They play too much on social media. So, okay. This little girl, I just tell you, people play too much. It's funny, but at the same time, it's like, come on, really? Like, okay, so this little girl sliding down the little pole, instantly slide down the pole at the park, and she just so happens that she's coming down the pole at the end, she pops into a split. So on the picture, it's on the video, it says, on the captions, it says, the moment you realize your daughter's a baby tot. And then it had the little guy, the greatest cry ever, on there. No! So I don't know, man. That was just a random, I just ran into that right before the show, like, it played too much, man. I played too much on social media, man. Too much. But yeah, man. Shoot. How was your Father's Day weekend? You know, because today, part of today's topic, one of our topics of the day is going to be around that. So, how was your Father's Day weekend, man?
Apparently, I can't be. I can't be considered a father because I'm black.
What would you mean by that? You mean because you're black?
You know, such thing as a black father.
Okay.
According to social media.
Oh yeah, and also I learned a lot too. I learned that, you know, I keep getting it back and forth. You can't get, yeah, that is so disrespectful to say that, you know. I got a lot to go on that, but y'all please believe we will be going in on that today, because it's been bothering my spirit, you know, because every year you got to deal with it, and I saw a lot of mixed reviews about, people getting way more blunt on social media, let people know they want to say they need to say about stuff that it is not right, and some people either, you know, they either make it worse or whatever. And in this case, you know, you got mixed reviews. You got this mixed feelings on Father's Day, as far as one of the big things. I have a problem with is is even safer anymore. And so, yeah, man, I will be getting in onto that. That'd be one of the first topics. All other topics, you know, of course, I want to get this out of my system, too. LeBron James, man. LeBron James in the Heat. Chase, did you get a chance to watch that game yesterday?
No, I didn't really have a desire to look at it. I got bored with the playoffs really easy.
You missed it, man. He did exactly what he does best. You ask him for, you give him a dollar, ask for a change for a dollar, he gave you three quarters. That's what he did, man. He gave you three quarters. That was what he did. And it's just ridiculous, man, because the first quarter, they were leading in the first quarter. After that, the Spurs said, them boys, this boy, like they picked up the Mario star. In the words of K-Riz, they got their star, man, that Mario star. They got them, and they was just like fooling, man. They was embarrassing. They embarrassed them boys.
They caught the Mario star and fell into the pit after they got it.
I'm talking about the Spurs at the Mario star. They had to start from second quarter all the way to the end of the game.
Oh, I just don't bet on Miami hit the Mario star first quarter, huh?
Nah, that wasn't a Mario star. That was like they caught the little mushroom real quick and got big, but that wasn't no star. Because at the end of the first half, it was 47-40. The Spurs are leading the Heat 47-40. They're leading 47-40, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed the game, you didn't know. Now you know. So,
have you had any of those? This is off subject. You had any of those little Yoplait Greek yogurts with like the strawberry? Short strawberry cheesecake and apple pie and all that. Those are so good.
Yeah, I used to get them a long. I've been getting them for a long time now.
Yeah, them things are off the chain.
Mm-hmm. Them cheesecake ones, boy. I used to get them all the time. Then the strawberry.
And the key.
You
key
get bored,
pie,
man. I can get something. I gotta spice it up. I'm getting bored of yogurt. But yeah, so. What was the final score? It was 104-87. And this is game five. The series ended after five games, which put the Spurs 4-1.
They were using the Madden cards.
they use the Madden cards. I mean, this is what my problem is. And because there's so much denial, and now that people disappearing, people that are living up to themselves. By the way, Mala, I would be on you hard because you sure was talking much. And if people don't realize, be careful when you say this show because it do be on the record. So I will go refer back to the show. Just tell me something. So I need you to listen to your bit, ma'am. I need you. You have to become a human promotional tool now. And put some on, take that marker to your body and put my Twitter name and stuff on you. Thank you. So, now, nah, man, so this is, it's just the fact of, I know you've been hitting this whole time. It's been driving me nuts. Three-peat this, three-peat that. Like, everybody and mama decided on three-peat. And I just didn't see it coming, man. I saw, you know, I'm not just saying this to be saying because I picked pre-finals, and I said it before the finals started, on the air, on the record, that the Spurs are going to win in six. I was wrong. The Spurs won in five. God dang it. Not none of them boys are going to win in five. We did not see that coming. I thought Miami was going to put up much more of a fight than that. Even during the finals, I said, okay, after game two, when the Heat won and came back to Miami, thinking Miami's going to win the first game. The Spurs going to win the fourth game. Miami's going to win the third game. And the Spurs going to win the fourth game. Well, when the third game hit, and I saw that the Spurs knocked the crap out of the Heat, I looked at myself and I said, wait a minute. Okay, good. I still gave the Spurs. The Spurs going to win game. I said, the Heat's going to win game four. I said, that's it, because I was picking, you know, as I said, for any six. So I was giving the Heat two games. Game number two was going to be game four. Game four, they put that bottle of salt, the back of the head back on, and knocked the crap out of you. So wait, there's more.
Yeah, ain't nobody go, man, they ain't going to beat me three straight games.
That's why these bandwagon Heat fans do, which they disappearing now. All of a sudden, you know, they disappearing. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack to find a Heat fan now. But, anyways, so, you know, it just went there to game five, man. It just showed that, wow, they were just dominant. And it just go to show what happens when you play as a team and you do not sit there and try to – because this is the thing they've been bugging about all playoffs, that,
yeah, listen, they're the best player in the world, LeBron James.
And it's the kind of stuff like that they started. It's like, oh, like you can't even enjoy – like when he went – I got to tell him a lot of time. I said this over and over. I don't hate LeBron as much as I hate LeBron. I don't like the fact he plays for the Heat. Anything he's helping the Heat, it's not helping me. So that was my whole – that was my whole core within the whole time. And so,
yep.
Yeah. I just can't – and it wasn't the fact of, you know, it's not – and everybody's trying to say, well, you're trying to say it's because of the way he left. It's not even necessarily the fact of the way he left. It's the fact that he went to that team. I mean,
my quarry was with the way he left. He was on a team that went that was going nowhere, but on the same note, you know, it shouldn't have been a spectacle. But I guess you got to do stuff like that if you want people to consider you a great. You got to do some over the top extravagant nonsense that instead of just playing the game. I don't think anybody needs a special on TV announcing what team they're about to go to. I think that's retarded.
Yeah, I mean, it's – I don't know, man. And now, you know, because the big discussion is him, you know, his contract, and he can opt in to go to extend it. So they extend it or whatever, or go or become an unrestricted free agent. So there's so much talk in the air about what's going to happen. Then you got Carmelo Anthony in the mix too. So you got so much going on to figure out what's going to happen. So I don't know, man. It'd be interesting.
Well, we need one of the two to come to Dallas.
You said what now?
We need one of those two to come to Dallas.
Who, Carmelo or LeBron?
Uh-huh.
I know, they're watching going to say, oh, now you're going to LeBron? Yeah, because he's not playing for the Heat. I just said that over and over. He stopped playing for that team.
Okay,
so
I'm
going to treat him a little nicer. Just don't go to the Lakers either.
You can put him at a five. You can put him at a five and let him do his thing. I think he'd make a good five for the Mavs.
We're going to put him at a five, but his barbecue putting him at a zero. y'all have to know a little barber knowledge to know what I meant by put him at a zero. Oh, man, LeBron head been go back further and further, man, every season. No, but you know he got that.
He got to embrace it. He can't like try to hide it because it's too far back to be trying to hide it.
Oh, man. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go into a track. We're gonna come, and then we come back. We got some more to chop up, so everybody sit tight. And shout out to LeBron James. The theme song yesterday was like the last night was featuring Kanye West Trophy, man. That was this theme song.
Champion Trophy. Equipment on the trophy.
Oh my God, man! I promise y'all, I gotta get it out of my system because y'all been talking much trash. We'll be back.
Coming for you anyway. So,
All right. Yeah. We back in the thing right here on Hot After Dusk Monday on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Sunny J and my boy DJ Chase in the building. All right, so man, oh yeah, I know I was gonna mention too, man. Shout out to the weekend. Got a chance to celebrate Juneteenth and Dent's home. One of my second homes. I definitely call it. And man, it was fun, man. Got a chance to do some volunteer work. I was there. I'm at the Juneteenth celebration, and then all of a sudden, I got led into hosting it, man. So I was hosting it for a while too. So it was pretty fun, man. They had that last minute buzz and just the love that people were showing. It was just amazing. So yes, I appreciate everybody in the love, man. Some of the crazy stuff going on in hot news, hot mess. For those of y'all, you know, who can't used to watch the show when you were little, and you got kids now watching the cartoons and whatnot. Guess what show is coming back in 2016? The Powerpuff Girls is apparently coming. Returning. Back to Cartoon Network in 2016. So, yes. What do you think about that, Mr. Collier?
Yeah, I heard about it.
It is crazy. It's like CG looking. I don't know why they keep doing this. Like, why they continuously go this whole CG route. Let's try and go to CG route. No, man. If it was a cartoon, let it be a cartoon all the way. I don't know, man. I hate me to take that route. But hey, that's y'all prerogative. Y'all do y'all. All right, so continue on in crazy new and crazy hot mess, man. I ain't got a chance to watch it yet, man. What's supposed to be happening in that new Assassin's Creed?
I'm excited for it, but I got my reservations. If I wasn't like a Ubisoft fan and somebody who buys all, like, I wasn't somebody that went out and bought all the Ubisoft games, and I wouldn't have my reservations. But you know, but after playing Watch Dogs, I'm kind of worried about if the game is actually going to be as good as the quote-unquote gameplay trailer that they're showing at E3. Because if I just go off strictly off the trailer, man, like that's going to be game of the year. But they have been saying like this one is supposed to be built from the ground up just for next gen consoles, you know, and high end PCs. But mid level and up PCs, but so it could potentially look that good. And only reason why I'm 50-50 is because they showed that Watch Dogs trailer at E3 2 years ago, and the game looked completely like it looked. I mean, you can see the similarities. Like it still resembles the game, but it looked a trillion times better and ran a lot smoother on the E3 thing. And when you get the actual game, like it's still pretty good, but it's not gonna blow your mind because GTA 4 on the Xbox 360 looks better than Watch Dogs on the Xbox One and PS1.
Speaking of games don't being on Xbox, Xbox 360 versus Xbox One, I saw that they actually getting ready to release a next gen version of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep, but I'm probably gonna get it. I'm gonna get it on PC though.
I know. Actually, that's interesting because you know that was the whole thing they kept trying to sell you on was. Oh yeah, we're not. The game is not going to be able to be played on Xbox One. it'd be on edge. You know what I'm saying? It was like crazy, man. Like, what the heck? Y'all mean to tell me one of the most anticipated games ain't gonna be on Xbox One? So that was just interesting to me when I saw that transition.
Nah, but the thing is, they showed you that they didn't need the new consoles nor PC to sell like near to sell like crazy, like, because they still made by like the year's end, they made like $3 billion off GTA 5, and that's only being on PS3 and Xbox 360. So just imagine how it's about to multiply. With people wanting to play on the new consoles and all the PC people that's been crying for the past 10 months. I ain't got the PC people because, you know, I went ahead and built a game PC from scratch and, you know, I think I play it way more than I play my Xbox, but, you know, I'm not crying because, hey, they really want to play GTA that day, so they got them on consoles. And the main thing you have to think about it, Rockstar is very particular about their games. Like, of course they're going to allow modding, but some people are so quick to want to mod something instead of playing it for what it is. They never get to experience the game the way it was supposed to be experienced. But another cool thing I saw is, like, my online character from the 360 version, I can use it on any, like, if I was getting it on PS4, I can use my 360 online character on there. I can use it, and I can use my character on the PC version, so I ain't got to start from scratch when I get online, so that's pretty cool.
Which is cool with me, you know, because I play my games on the laptop or the phone. That's going to be good for me.
I think it'll be worth your while to get GTA 5. But you automatically have somebody to play it with. That thing ain't coming until at least September.
Oh, man. Now, off of going to today's topic, I told y'all, man, we touched it a little bit earlier, but it's about Father's Day, man. I'm appalled. I'm one of those people. I try to, when I'm doing the show, I try to listen to everyone's reason and try to be devil's advocate and everything. But nah, man, y'all are some finicky nonsense, man. And and some of the arguments you're making, you got to back up the heck up for me. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, so, of course, y'all know yesterday was Father's Day. Hence, Father's Day. So, every year we had this problem. When you go on, and if it happened, and before, you know, before social media, you had people just saying, you know, would just say it, but you had to have them acting a fool all the time, getting your goddamn nerves. Anyways, like, where it's bitter folks every year having to sit there and say, Happy Father's Day to me because I play both parts. Now, this is one of the main arguments that was that I saw someone say yesterday. They said that to someone should be ashamed of ourselves for getting mad about females claiming Father's Day because in the day it shouldn't be about gender. It should be about the fact of heck, some of these women out here are playing multiple roles. So I sat there and thought on it. Let it sink in. And I'm still on my position where I feel it's BS because if a man dares say that a single dad, by the way, let me make that clear. If a single dad dares say Happy Mother's Day to myself, y'all going to say one or two things. Y'all going to be all up on him just saying he being disrespectful or and or y'all gonna call him gay or something. But no, y'all can do just fine. So since I'm not the dad, definitely grab my brothers in on the shoulder today, because as a father of a 2-year-old, crazy 2-year-old she is, I know that it really, he was saying this before he was a father, but now it really hits close to home for him. So, man, like, what's your take on this, man? I know you get mad. You used to get mad, but now you get mad 10 times more now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why it's such a big trend. Because I never started seeing foolishness like that, like this until maybe 3-4 years ago. When they started taking off all the restrictions on Facebook, where the first it was school based. The first it was college based, then you had to put your high school, then you could be an ex-crip dropped out in the fifth grade and get on Facebook. So, it started with that. Now it's just like, and it will continue to happen. It'll continue to happen because there are males who encourage it too, like it's. It's always ideal. Like, I'm not trying to step on any, you know, any gay parents' toes and that's when I say this either. But it's always ideal to have. It's always more ideal to have a mother and a father's or a male and a female's presence in the child. Cause a butch chick can't raise a man, and a straight female can't raise a man by herself. Like, there has to be a positive man. Even cause this is my thing with the whole Father's Day thing. It's a day to honor males who father kids. It's not like, and I'm not saying it has to, you know, it has to go out, the accolades have to go out to dads and win. That's because, yeah, that's not what it's for. Like, you're not a father if you're not there to, you know, to help raise your child. But you know, on the same note, you know, even in the most bitter of women's lives, there's an older male who's been there to look out for you and have your back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't find, you know, you can't bring yourself to honor the person who helped create you, at least honor that person who was there to fill that void of your dad not being there. I'm like, yo, I'm like, why does there have to be a stipulation just to say, shout out to all the fathers out there, we appreciate you for what you're doing. Like, well, why there has to be stipulations with that? Like, I'm gonna put on a Happy Mother's Day to my wife, and Happy Mother's Day to myself because. I'm against mothers going to turn up on Mother's Day instead of sitting with their kids. So, you know what I did on Father's Day? I spent all day with my daughter. So you know,
here's what I've heard about that. I've heard so many mixed reactions on it, of people saying why they don't feel wrong about mothers turning up on Mother's Day. They're like, they're a single mother. They've been watching their kids all year long, so mm-hmm. So they figure Mother's Day should be a day they have off. I think that's totally
the same for fathers too. But the thing is, one thing that I've learned after hearing a lot of women's conversations and stuff,
Father's Day is one of the days where they won't mind having a kid with their dad. So that's one of the few times that they can kind of get unrestricted access to their children. And I find that to be awkward as hell, because it should be another foot too. Like, but then on Father's Day, then yeah, the dad should be able to go out and drink and do whatever they want to too. If I can see mothers on Mother's Day in the club drinking champagne, but then he gonna look down on the dad for doing that, because y'all can see, y'all think that that's what dads do all year.
And they get roses and all this stuff, and going to perspective, put it out there. I'm very open a lot of times about the fact that, especially when it's positive for us. My dad yesterday, he sent me a text message, and he's right here. He wasn't in the house at the time. But when he sent it to me, it was interesting. I'm sorry, y'all could barely hear me. I'm looking for it. there we go. Okay. So it says, thank you for thinking about me today. I'm going to do all my power to get you out there. I'm so proud of you. Love you, Dad. Now, yeah, two things there I want to go on. The fact that, first of all, you see the recognition that he shows, the fact of that we took time out and say Happy Father's Day. A lot of people don't realize the gifts and stuff is cool, but it's the thought of saying this stuff to your parents and really mean it that just really goes a long way. And for you to sit there, especially when you're on Facebook defending your parents and stuff and saying that you don't think it's right, especially we go up to the Father's Day thing, you got to sit there and watch those people act a freaking fool, and you sitting there defending that it's not right, that's something that's definitely being shown that a real dad would acknowledge the fact that you not fall into that trap. And sort of, I'm so in love with the fact that you actually took time out to stand out against all that bull that happens on Father's Day, everybody on their statuses, and put something positive and shut the haters up. So yeah, that and the fact of it's a lot of these children, man, they've never heard their parents say, they've never heard let alone their dad, they've never heard them say that it really means that he loves them. It's a sad case.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stuff. Now, he from my coworker. Like she put the oddest perspective on it ever. Like on Father's Day ever. Like we. Other people in the room are asking, so what are you doing for Father's Day? What are you doing for Father's Day? Nothing really. I'm just chilling, we describe what we're gonna do, and then some people saying, well, yeah, I'm gonna go, kick it with my dad and get him some, saying stuff like that. Then one chick pops out and says, I ain't doing shit for that nigga. Oh, girl, she's a lame. She said, and then she said that, and she, so of course, I remember some pretty intelligent males. So one asked, why you say that about your kids, your kids' father? And she was like, because he ain't never did nothing for my kids. And then, what happened? She said, well, he went to jail when my sons were like, he was around them a lot when they were like, all the way up to they were like two or three. But then he went to jail he went to jail for a few years, and when he got out, I didn't want to fool with him no more. Like, when he was in there, dang, I was looking for other dudes. So I wasn't really trying to fool with him no more. So I told him to get his stuff and move out. I don't want him around me and the kids. So you were saying that he was a good father until he went to jail, and then you kicked him. You didn't want him in your life no more, so you didn't want him in your kids' life anymore either. So that sounds so awkward. And you know, she was describing how her oldest son is. You know, he's always in and out of prison. He's in prison right now. And, you know, he's not even that old. Like, her oldest son is, like, 21, 22 years old. And, you know, her youngest son is 21. And, you know, so imagine if he would have had the influence of, you know, his father. If his father was in jail, apparently, you know, he wasn't necessarily the most straight, narrow type dude. On the same note, when you see kids like that, seeing your kids, sometimes that's enough to make a man change his ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some people don't see it like that. Man.
Yeah, that's what they were doing right before they went in. Unless it was something, and the rest of the reason why they went in is because they were causing harm to you, then I think you should give them a chance.
Yeah, but her
then that's
her,
that
her,
she
her, response, her response was
but
her
been,
response
have him
was,
involved.
Her response was weird, but I start seeing, you know, other people kind of having similar things, but it always seemed to be involving the woman being bitter, like most of the time. Like, not all the time. I was talking to my wife earlier about this. You know, I'm like, maybe, I would say maybe 1% of the females that feel that way. Like, the mother should get all the accolades, whether it's Father's Day or Mother's Day, and don't show respect for the fathers that actually do their thing. Even that's what the day is for, but only 1% of those have some legitimate reason. Other ones, I've seen so much nonsense. Like most of the time, like literally, I'm gonna say at least. I know I'm making up numbers, but y'all can't tell me these numbers don't sound pretty close to some real life stuff. I'm gonna say at least 95% of females that's posting this stuff are usually ones who use their kids as leverage to try to keep the man in their life. But they drove the man so nuts, and if the man don't want to be back in their life, then they denying the kids. I even saw somebody say something crazy like this. Like, I can understand it, but on another note, I can't. How can you sit there and raise somebody else's kid, but you can't sit? You sit there and raise the family you have with another female, but you won't sit there and raise the kid that you have with me? But because you're crazy, and I know you personally, so I know you're crazy.
Here's the thing about it too, man, which is so hilarious, is I talked about this Mother's Day week. I talked about this for we talked about Mother's Day on the show. That the woman who created Mother's Day. Do you know that she this is what Mother's Day was originally for. So for all y'all that's in La La Land, first of all, go know your history, what Mother's Day is about. Mother's Day was created by a woman who wanted to honor her mother who passed. And so she created Mother's Day for everyone, for people to honor their mothers who transcended. And here's the thing. She almost wanted to renege. She wanted to renege Mother's Day for the longest because when they started making it too commercialized, she didn't want it to be the case anymore because they completely tainted everything she created for it. And she liked the commercialism of it. So it goes to show, man. First of all, y'all always trying to say people got to buy y'all something on that day. Not necessarily. Because she said this is another reason why she didn't like it. She said if you get something for your mother, you know, have some thought. Anybody go buy a diamond ring or go buy something that doesn't have any thought. But actually, like she said, like, she didn't like the greeting card coming to the thing because she feels that what's a more meaningful gift for your mother for Mother's Day, if you get a card, is make a card. Like, make a card for her yourself. And then they know, so now you got to worry that now you got something special. But some of y'all want to try to live into this hype that y'all don't need transition. What the heck y'all be doing them? Y'all just get something to keep up with the Joneses instead of getting something you just really from the heart and it has a deep meaning to why you got it. Yeah, man, that's some little tidbits for y'all. For y'all sitting here running around here when y'all know what Mother's Day is about. But nah, man, I mean, I had to go on that today because it's been bugging me, and I'm sick. Y'all know how I am, man. And y'all know I don't hold my tongue on the show, and y'all see I surely don't do it on Facebook either. I'm sick and tired of it, man. Like, I'm tired every year. And as a person who's not, even I'm not, just because I'm not a father, does not mean, shoot, I was almost, I mean, y'all know the story, I was almost a father. So I'm just thinking of it now. If I was actually the dad, I would be freaking pissed. Because it's just so much disrespect. Shut the hell up. Just keep us, and allow it to be a day. Allow the day to be sacred. For it. And y'all know I have so much support from the LGBT community on this show, and y'all know I got so much support for y'all team. I've shown it through words and action. But one thing I find disrespectful is, I'm sorry, Studs, you're a mother too. Happy Mother's Day to you. Stop saying Happy Father's Day. That bugs the hell out of me. Please stay on Mother's Day and leave Father's Day the hell alone. So yes, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Chase, but that bugs me. I'm tired of seeing that too. If you're dating a female, and because you like females, then why don't y'all both be females and shut the heck up, whether you're a stud or a femme, and celebrate Mother's Day? I'm just simple as that. Stop the Father's Day crowd.
Exactly.
What's your take on that?
Because you're not getting, that's kind of relates to what I was saying earlier, like, you're not getting the, a kid is not getting a male and female perspective on things. They get some weird warped interpretation of what a woman, that's trying to be masculine, which is two different things, you know, is trying to portray to this kid. Like, that, a man can only learn from a man, whether it's a word of advice as to how a certain person, they are just they are trying not to repeat mistakes you saw. You learn that from another man in order to help you with your journey in being a man. And plus, a man makes himself anyway, but a woman can't be a father. And that's my wife raised a pretty good point, and it was one of the most logical points that I've heard in regard to the whole my mom is a dad type thing. Like,
I remember this, you know, cause she didn't even really know her dad like that because he was in jail, he was in prison most of life. She didn't really get to know him until literally like right before me and her started dating. And she had a decent amount of, you know, positive male role models in her life beforehand. But her mom was really, you know, her only parent. So I remember this happening. Like, she put something on Facebook back in 2009 saying something like, my mom raised me, my mom kind of played the role of mother and father and blah, blah, blah. Like, she didn't say like that, but she said, you know, over the years, you know, like she hasn't done that since. She said, cause she saw how it up, like, kind of upset her dad. Like, he, even though he knew he wasn't really in her life like that before then, so he kind of understood, but he was still upset because he's like, I'm here now. Like, me and your mother are, you know, at that point in time, they had just gotten married. Because I was in their wedding, which is kind of hilarious, but, he was upset. He was like, yeah, I want to try to make up for that lost time. That's kind of what he wanted to, you know, do. And he does a pretty good job of doing that, too, you know, right now. But, you know, she was like, you know, and then, you know, like, you know, seeing him trying to come back and try to make up for lost time, you know, changed her mindset on a lot of this stuff. Later on in her life, and then the fact seeing that, you know, seeing me, you know, help her, you know, with raising our daughter, you know, so that, yeah, that, you know, there are a lot of, you know, positive males out there and you know, real fathers who, you know, whether they became, you know, quote unquote fathers later on in life, or they, you know, they're trying to get it right from the get go. You know, it's a day for men, and that's the thing. Like, even if your dad ain't nothing, don't, like, you bash him the other 364 days. Like, let this day be for the ones who are there for their kids and are there to inspire somebody else's kids. Who, you know, there may be somebody who can't have kids, but they're there, you know, helping raise their niece who don't have a dad, or their nephew who don't have a dad, or their little brother. You know, like, people gotta, you know, it's gotta see it from that, just from the respect. Side of it, because you know, it, you don't realize how refreshing that would be for, you know, for like, fathers already don't get the just do that they're supposed to get anyway. I mean, they're supposed to, but that they should receive anyway. But they, yeah. So let them at least have a day, man.
Right, and here's the thing. I feel like I was doing a shameless plug, but if your whole thing is I need a role model for my child, then I need you to go use the internet. You know, you always using it to see who's the thought of the day or whatever. Use your internet, search for your low. And find a big brother, big sister for your child.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to hear no more excuses about why you can't find a role model. It's all these programs out here for you to find one, and you choose not to do it. I need you to go. You got to take a step forward. You got to. That's on you. Take a step forward so that your child can be the best it can be.
And to some women out there, you know, I'm going to say this, I don't want to be, he sounds like it's a woman bashing session, but even though
that kind of led to the topic, but still, like, allow the man to be a deadbeat first before labeling him one.
Yep.
Allow that to happen.
And if you keep him away, if you are purposely keeping your baby daddy away from their kids for unjust reasons, then you can't sit here and brag about you take care of your kids. You purposely make sure he can't see them or do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't play that game. That sickens me too. Listen to the key term, unjust reasons that your kids see their dad, then don't complain about him not being in their life when you are purposely doing it.
And it grinds my gears.
Grinds it. Shoot, man, we got about 2 minutes left, man. Shoot, remind everybody, man. Everybody's trying to submit for magazine, man. Y'all got 4. Well, really, you want to be technical, really 3 days because, it's about to be 12 in about an hour and 3 minutes here in the Central Standard Time. So you got, and I actually am nice. I'll let people have until 12 a.m. Pacific. So that means it'd be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, so on and so on. So, yes, I need you, if you're trying to be in the magazine, you try to submit yourself on time, on point, and there you go, man, as simple as that. I thank you for coming through today, Chase. You know, it's definitely a topic, man, I definitely wanted to go in on. And like you said, man, y'all don't get enough just, man, it's just the dads are doing what they do, man, and the smile that your kids have in their face because they see their dad, so... It is what it is. If your if the dad's really trying to be in their kid's life and they being as positive as possible, I suggest you let them see their dad. Don't rob the child because y'all not together anymore. That is so lame. All right, man. Y'all, we're about to roll on out. Shoot, man. Tomorrow show. Y'all come to tomorrow's show. Oh, tomorrow's show gonna be crazy too, man. Oh my God, Andrew got a topic for y'all. All right, so tomorrow's episode of Glitz and Glamour is, check this out, bro. Can a pregnancy save a failing relationship? That's gonna be interesting. And then next week, on the show, it's gonna be, should you keep your relationship a secret from others? Ooh wee, y'all going in on Glitz and Glamour. Y'all be trying to go in, man. All right, y'all, we are rolling out, man. If you miss any part of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, SCEDDY of the J. Also, go to iTunes, type in Despot Radio Network, subscribe there. Beyond Pod, you can subscribe there. We're actually doing it on Freak, I can't remember freaking up TuneIn. So we should be able to use it on TuneIn too. So, I mean, y'all, there's millions of ways to listen to the show. Just check it out. All right, y'all, we're rolling on out. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy, Setty J. My special guest co-host, my boy, Chase. We're rolling out, y'all. Peace.